Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. What do you think might be prevalent or prominent in the news today? Well, before I go into something, I had somebody, a dear sister, write me an email today and listen to what she has to say here. Now, you probably know about the first part, but remember I was saying Coven ID 19? Notice how, you know, 1 × 9 = 9. But listen, Bill Gates wants to vaccinate and chip all 7.5 billion people, create an ID for vaccinating, and guess what that's called in English? Ready? Coven ID 19. This is what it, COVID-19, what this stands for. Certificate of Vaccination ID. COVID, for sure. That's the short version. So again, Certificate of Vaccination ID. Number nine. I'd say that that's probably, you know, accurate. I would have no reason to doubt that that's what it's about, because that has been what all these people have been trying to push. And ladies and gentlemen, they have plans for you and I, or you and me, but the Father has plans as well. Bill Gates certainly must be full of a lot of demons. Imagine that, just like on the news the other day, Abramovich, somebody said to me, "Hey, how do you know she's a Jew?" Well, the way she's being worshipped and promoted, that's how I know she's a Jew. But just, she's a Serbian, I guess, okay? And her parents are questionable, because over there they try to hide their Jewish lineage a little more than usual. But the name Abramovich, you know that Abraham's name was Abram before? I mean, that, you know, that kind of tells you what the story is, Abramovich. So, I have no doubt that that's a Jew and that this is Jew worship. It's a witch anyway, and it needs to be expunged according to the Father's will. So, very interesting, all this stuff going on. But isn't it funny how Microsoft links up with them? You know, Bill Gates with his jar of fecal matter, and then she's into fecal matter too, right? She's they're calling that art, and they're saying that she's one of the most, if not the most important artist of our day. can you even believe, you know, that the world is so stupid and so derailed that they would call what she does art in the first place? But she's using fecal matter, she's using urine, and she's using blood, menstrual blood. And this is art. Yeah, sure it is. Well, I thought you'd like to tag along with me as I go through some of the news stories and check out what's in the news today. One of the things I'll tell you right away, which is interesting, if I can find it here again. Oh, it doesn't seem to be here. Well, Brent crude is down to about $28 a barrel, and the other one is always $10 less than that. So I've, you know, $19.88, I believe, is what I saw today. So that's a very interesting thing if you think about it. You know, basically it's been this way for a long time where they don't, we have so much oil, nobody needs it. And the demand is down. When demand is down, it should, you know, go down. But you see, it's been down for a long time. Never mind what's going on now. And it should be, this is the level it should be at regularly. And so, you see, we have problems in the world because of our Jewish speculators, right? All right, so this lockdown isn't a quarantine, and it's probably aiding the spread of the virus. Oh, listen to this one. Jews are mass released from prison. I doubt they will ever go back or ever have to go back. Michael Cohen, you know, the liar who says that he lied, but he was not a liar. he's being released from prison due to the pandemic. They've got all kinds of excuses, huh? Are they letting any white people out? They let a Negro out the other day, and within the day, he killed somebody already. So Cohen will be out soon. I assume that that means that Harvey Weinstein will be out too. Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting. So Jews are being let out of prison because of the pandemic. Ah, listen to this. Coronavirus relief bill gave $70.3 billion in tax breaks to 43,000 millionaires, average $1.6 million each. The first thing you want to do when the economy starts collapsing is to give piles of free money to the extremely rich. So these rich people all got the money, and now there's no more money now. And it's the same old thing in America. You see, I told you they took a Jew off divvying out this money, but obviously they had control of the fellow they put in charge to divvy it out because they knew they didn't want to. They knew what they were going to do before they even did it, and they basically didn't want a Jew to be blamed for it. Correct? I would say that that's a pretty correct scope of the thing. It's just amazing the stuff that you see in this world. I mean, to me, the world is very sick, and it's basically dead. It's past the limit. It's time to be renewed. It's just gonzo. The $2 trillion coronavirus relief bill passed by the Senate is being described as the art of compromise. It sure is. And Democrats say they worked hard to insert provisions to help workers more than corporations. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. And so now they're looking, U.S. intelligence now examining conspiracy theory that coronavirus is from a Chinese lab. You know, the fellow that they have here, the dragon seed, he's got the Dracula hair line. And the Jewess that they show, the cartoon of the Jewess, has pointed eyebrows. Nah, say it ain't so. People are protesting the lockdown in Michigan, North Carolina, Ohio, Utah, and Wyoming. Oh, here he is. This filthy, dirty Falasha Jew, which means you're a Negro and Jew, you know, Obummer. they called him in another thing. Oh, bummer. He's promoting the New York Times theory. Notice how they didn't call it a conspiracy theory. That Putin spread the virus. Geez, they don't like those Russians, do they? Those Jews used to love the Russians. Or is this just a game? University system is collapsing. Well, praise the Father, it's about time the university system is collapsing. It's about time. People tell Bill Gates to shove his vaccines up his rectum on Instagram. I have to agree with that. Jewish judge seizes custody of a child because mother works at a hospital and might infect it. Oh, they just want to protect us so much, don't they? What would we do without the protection of the government? How would we live? Remember how much protection FEMA gave at Katrina? We're talking an organization that is fully competent. Sure we are. This seems funny to me. Watch obese white woman attacks brown people for not following social distancing rules. It seems that the fat woman realized that they have empowerment because they have some weight behind them. And they've learned this from the Negresses. And it's pretty funny to see this reverse situation. Usually it's the Negresses, you know, the, what do they call them? Not the chimpanzees. You know what I'm talking about. Shaboons, that's it, shaboons. So, you know, usually the shaboons are doing all the pushing around because they got the weight behind them, and they figure they can just push anybody around that they can. And besides, they claim that they're women. I mean, they're a poor example of woman, but they figure they can just use that as an excuse as well. So they got weight that way too. I mean, you can't hit a woman, but they can beat you to death. Jewish media gloats about how the masses will believe their fear-mongering over Trump's basic sense. Sweden, Neo-Swede, which means new Swede, which is a thing of color, a beast of the field, assaults and rapes young girl in park. Oh, by the way, but on the news, if you remember, from this week, the woman that was doing all that reporting about what's really going on with FEMA and everything, if you saw the video of it, and you looked at the video of it, and you looked at who was putting out the video, she was a race mixer. She's a white woman, and she's with some Mexican named Jimenez. What did I tell you about EZ? You know what that means. Mexican held without bail for double homicide of white female and Hispanic male. Colored woman steals white driver's truck. He falls out of the vehicle and dies. Three blacks arrested for murder of white North Carolina University student. Three on one, Two men, at least one white, killed after trying to buy an assault rifle from Black and his girlfriend. Black faces murder charge for shooting young white man multiple times. Here we are, South Africa again. 79-year-old white woman hospitalized with broken nose after three blacks invade her farm. Can you imagine? Adam Waffen spinoff revealed to be run by a 13-year-old Estonian boy. They're calling this Adam Waffen is a fake neo-Nazi group run by the CIA, et cetera, whatever. And They've got a 13-year-old Estonian boy who's running the whole show. Can you imagine? You believe it, don't you? I know I do. I mean, why wouldn't I, right? It's just so believable. Yes, they're trying to call it grave concerns about COVID-19 immunity passports. Grave concerns, you get it? Oh, listen to this. Airline conducts COVID-19 blood tests on passengers. Mainstream media, you know, the trustworthy media, known as fake news. Mainstream media finally admits COVID-19 probably came from Wuhan bioweapon lab. So they're changing their agenda now. Overcapacity, oversupply everywhere, massive deflation ahead. Trump data suggests U.S. passed the peak of coronavirus outbreak. New York padding death toll. Now, here it is. Trump's new idea, pay drillers billions to leave oil in the ground. You see? Nobody needs the oil. And rather than just give us a nice gas price of about 18 cents a gallon, they'd rather pay billions to have these people leave the oil in the ground. This is how much they care for us, you see. Here's this quadroon nigger, Eric Holder. He says, coronavirus is an opportunity to permanently change us U.S. voting system. Isn't that nice? What that is don't let a good crisis go to waste is what he's using, okay? Dr. Anthony Fauci, which means sickle, that's what, remember what the fella wrote? Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know what he is, he's a Sicilian, and it means sickle in Sicilian, plotted, as far as I was told, Dr. Anthony Fauci plotted global vaccine action plan with Bill Gates before pushing COVID panic and doubts about hydroxychloroquine treatments. The swine flu vaccination fraud of 1976. Oh, listen to this one. German lawyer sent to psych ward for organizing protest against COVID-19 lockdown. See, you're crazy if you don't believe in it. Because you'll believe what we tell you to believe, says Big Brother. It's what we say it is, Winston. See, sometimes 2 and 2 is 4, but other times it's 5, and maybe some other times it could be 3. You see, Winston, it's whatever we say it is. Amazon boss Jeff Bezos adds $24 billion to fortune. He lost $38 billion when his wife divorced him, and he's already got 24 back. Amazing, right? UK, hospital beds 4 times emptier than usual. Geez, that's just not fitting the mainstream media. Report, Turkey plans to send fresh wave of corona-infected migrants to Europe. You notice how that because Turkey, this is a Jew in charge of this regime. He's a crypto Jew. You notice how they don't go in and attack Turkey and take care of this situation? They just keep letting him threaten Europe and everything else. They don't do anything about it. Notice that? Isn't it funny how they, you know, they don't allow anybody to threaten them, but they allow Turkey to threaten them. You see? You know why? Because Turkey is working along with them. And Turkey plays like they're anti-Jewistic and that they are against the what's going on in Israel and all this stuff, but they're not against it. You see, it's just a play. It's a ploy. It's a scam. Trump, Mr. T-Rump, halts World Health Organization funding amid coronavirus pandemic. But he's not going to give any of that to the people, you see. Apple and Google's coronavirus app is a global mass surveillance tool. Listen to this. Jeffrey Epstein's executor is ex-science advisor to Bill Gates. Israeli companies urged to cash in on $2 trillion coronavirus bailout. Well, it's already been done. It's over with. The money's gone. And who cares about the small businessmen in America? The money's all gone. You see, they tried to say we're helping the American people, but they didn't help the American people. He said they can do anything for Israel, but they can do nothing for America. Okay, let's see. Cuomo mandating New Yorkers have masks with them when out in public. Biden putting together White House transition team. Isn't that wonderful? This guy is, he's not even there. Did you ever see his forehead too? It's another one of these people that have a big Frankenstein forehead. Because he's a Jew. He's part white, part Jew. And he doesn't want anybody to know he's part Jew. Senators ask FBI director to provide all records on Crossfire Hurricane. I wonder why they want to see the records of that. Severe storms capable of producing tornadoes are forecast again across the South this weekend. See, they want the fear to keep going. Midwest governors announce partnership to coordinate reopening economies. They're really playing this Roger Stone Jew. They're trying to really give him some legitimacy. Isn't it funny? They don't let this Jew out, you see, because aren't they letting these other Jews out for because of the pandemic? U.S. judge rejects Roger Stone's retrial request. Oh, maybe he isn't even in. I don't know. I thought he went to prison as far as I remember. Well, Montana Supreme Court rejects releasing prisoners during pandemic. Somebody's got some brains. See, most of these prisoners, I can't say most, but I would say many of the prisoners that are in prison should have been exterminated because of the crimes that they did. But you see, we're not obeying the Father's laws there on that. So they support them perpetually, but they're not helping the people that are out of prison. Small business relief loan program runs out of cash. How interesting, isn't it? Virginia's governor signs new batch of gun control bills. You know something? May this pig, this filthy pig, may he die a horrific death for what he's doing in that state. And may all of the people that are doing it with him, may they all suffer greatly. In the mighty name of Yahweh, I pray that. California governors, he says this, California governor, Schools may look very different when the students return. Yes, it may look like Big Brother took over, right? Plenty of stories here now all of a sudden. I mean, usually it's all COVID ID. IRS launches Get My Payment Stimulus Check tracking tool. And they talked about people that don't pay their taxes and how they want to have the bank account information and everything so they can get into your bank account. But they say it so that they can give you the check. Remarkable what this world won't do. They'll try to hurt the people, the regular people, and they're blessing everybody but the regular people. Democrats are asking the Trump administration to stop border wall construction. And yet the Fauci guy says, whatever his name is, he said that it's Trump's fault because he didn't close the borders sooner. You see how we play the game? You see how the game is being played there? Trump retweets a post calling for Fauci's dismissal. Yeah, he should be dismissed, all right. Google subpoenaed over Hillary Clinton's emails. We're still talking about Hillary Clinton's emails. Yeah, like they're going to do anything to Hillary Clinton. Oh, there's a little virus case thing here. It says New York, 226,198 cases, 16,000 deaths. New Jersey, 75,300, and I'm just going to round it off to 75,000, 3,500 dead. Massachusetts, 32,000, 1,250 dead, let's say, 1,245, whatever. Michigan, roughly 29,000, 2,000 dead. California, 28,973 dead. Pennsylvania, 27, almost 28,000, 837 dead. Illinois, almost 26,000, 1,072 dead. Florida, 23,000, 668 dead. Louisiana, 22,500, 1,156. Texas, 16,500, 404 dead. Georgia, 16,617. Connecticut, almost 16,000, 971 dead. Washington, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. U.S. military, 400 and almost 5,000, 17 dead. Puerto Rico, 1,056 dead. When will it reach the governor of Virginia is what I want to know. Oh, there it is. I found the... it's even went down some more. 1736 for WTI crude. That's the NYMEX. And then the one that they usually say is Brent crude. That's 2775. That's the lowest I've seen it since the 20th century. Okay, let's see what else we can find here. The Times of Jews. Oh, we've got some Nazis now. Here we go. U.S. far-right extremists are now calling social distancing a Nazi policy. You know that I saw a thing yesterday about the Holocaust industry. They've got twice as many Holocaust articles now than they usually do. Because they really want you at home to see that Holocaust thing over and over and over and over again. Israel statistics. 149 deaths. I don't see much interesting on this. A lot of crap on this particular thing. 75 years ago this week, typhus fever met its match at Bergen-Belsen. See, there we go. More Holocaust, yes. Netanyahu okays plan to gradually reopen parts of the economy and ease restrictions. I think he just follows whatever Donald Trump does, you know what I mean? Because he doesn't know how to lead anything. Jews are incapable. Of course, Trump is not leading anything either, and he's a Jew. Yes, he's a Scottish Jew. "2,000 protest erosion of democracy under Netanyahu." Erosion of democracy. It's the vilest form of government. Another Jewish congresswoman here. Blaming T-Rump for chaos, Jewish congresswoman bids to save Florida from outbreak. Isn't that incredible? Louis Frankel. Or Lois, I guess that's how you'd say it. Lois Frankel. She looks like she's definitely a half-breed of some sort. I can't really tell what it is. It's it could be a tri-breed. What else? Anything else? Lockdown weighs heavily on Orthodox Christians during Easter. Judge releases man accused of anti-Jewistic attack on retirement home. U.S. coronavirus death toll passes 30,000 with over 640,000 cases. I believe it, don't you? I still don't know anybody that has had coronavirus or died from it. And I've asked people, nobody knows anybody. Nobody knows anybody. All right, this is the Israel Times is useless, really. Let me see. I'm looking for any flights from U.S. South Korea bring 100 ventilators, chemicals for 100K virus tests. Find the jangle as Jewish media goes mainstream in very funny Amazon series. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's very funny. Those Jews are all a riot, ain't they? Jackals roam deserted Tel Aviv park after virus forces public indoors. The virus forced people indoors, not people. All right, enough of this Jewish nonsense. Let's move to a next news site here. Listen to this one. Heroin addict who failed to burn down Jewish nursing home portrayed as Christian white supremacist. Why do we allow these things, ladies and gentlemen? Why do we allow these liars to lie to us? It's just amazing, isn't it? COVID-19 now being compared to HIV to ramp up fear and justify a useless and dangerous vaccine. Commander of international neo-Nazi terror group targeting Jews turns out to be a 13-year-old Estonian boy. Listen to this. The strange story of the Israeli flag that Neil Armstrong allegedly took to the moon and back. Now, I remember they took a Masonic flag to the moon. So it says back in the 70s, the Jewish Israeli press reported for some unexplained reason that Apollo 11, Apollo, their father.
Hmm?
And then 11, that's them. Neil Armstrong carried a small Israeli flag with him all the way to the moon and back, and that it was ultimately presented as a gift to the Israeli president on behalf of President Richard Nixon. A short ceremony on April 19th, 1970, Israel received a rare gift, two pieces of the moon brought back by on the successful Apollo 11 mission to the lunar surface, which was headed by Buzz Aldrin, Buzz, and Neil to Bale Armstrong. In July 69, the rocks were presented at the time to Prime Minister Golda Meir and President Zalman Shazar by U.S. Ambassador Walworth Barber. There's that name again, Barber, B-A-R-B-O-U-R. A lot of Freemasons named Barber. On behalf of the U.S. President Richard Nixon. But when it came to dusting them off recently as part of the 50th anniversary celebrations for the moon landing, no one actually seems to know where they are. Well, the Jews stole it off the Jews. That's simply what it is. Listen to this one. 2020 U.S. Census reveals how confused and uncomfortable Jews feel about being identified as white. That's only something recent, right? They've always wanted you to think they were white. They've always told the, I guess we've always implied that they were white. And they've always implied that they were white, but they're not white. And now they're uncomfortable about being identified as white. Here's another headline. Have doctors been harming and killing COVID-19 patients by treating them with ventilators? Supposedly, ventilators are actually causing people more problems than the virus itself. Okay, let's see what else I can find here. New Nation News. Yes, the niggers are still killing. They're still killing. Third black suspect wanted for murder of white student turns himself in. Yep, they got peaks on their heads like drac hair. No doubt about it. Yep. Wow, the Negress, really. The other. Let me save this image. Okay. Black man charged with the murder of Columbus County fatal shooting of white man. Nigel Tashim Bracey Jr. I want Nigel, a Negro's name. That's very interesting. Yeah. And there's the fella right there that the Negro stole his truck and he jumped on the back of the truck supposedly and ended up falling off and dying. A tattooed neck black killer was arrested for the ruthless Easter murder of a white man in Washington Parish. Let's see if we can get some of the details on this. Authorities say a Texas man faces a murder charge after a 24-year-old was shot multiple times on Easter Sunday in Washington Parish. According to the Washington Parish's sheriff's office, deputies responded to a rural area in southeast Washington Parish Sunday afternoon after getting calls of gunshots. At the scene, deputies found the body of Brett Ritchie of Bogalusa, who had been shot multiple times. I don't see any. Yeah, they're still trying to determine a motive. He's a young boy. Two blacks charged in murder of white female, high school senior, in South Miami-Dade as loved ones mourn victim. So the killing doesn't stop with the blacks, you know what I mean? They continue to just kill. And in Chicago, the gun, I mean, they're still at it. Oh, my goodness. Interracial couple found dead. Yet another case of a black man killing his white baby mama and his own evil self. Oh, my goodness. Did he kill the children, too? But you see, there's your judgment again. It just goes on and on. You know, this had slowed down. I checked this from time to time. It's moving pretty good again. The blacks can't stop killing. They just can't help themselves. You know what I mean? They're very emotional people. You see? And when you get that emotional, I mean, you just have to kill. Uns.com, which is a Jewish website, as far as I understand, I'm not 100% positive, but that's what I understand, described by ADL as hardcore anti-Jewistic, surges past most alt media, left and right, many mainstream sites. Let's see. There is no Russian-Saudi oil war. It's a U.S.-Saudi war because the U.S. can't and won't cut production. And yet we heard that other thing, right? Listen to this. Jihadis who surrendered to Syrian army claim they were trained on U.S.-based Russian military. Overwhelming evidence Alexander Hamilton was a secret Jew, part one. I told you he was half Jew and half Negro, according to The Informer, who used to be on Visigoth's show. Solzhenitsyn is widely reviled in Russia as a traitor. Once the Soviet generation passes, he will be seen as a hero. Yeah, they try to portray him as a hero here, but I found out from a good friend of mine that he was writing some poetry called Prussia Nights or something like that about raping German women. And it says here, Belarus, not yet brainwashed by Jewish propaganda, 52,000 Christians signed petition to ban advocacy of LGBT. LGBT. What happened to the Q? The evidence that COVID was a U.S. BioWare attack on China. So they've reversed that. ADL and other Jewish NGOs loot small business bailout while Americans get shafted. Yes, I read that on the news. How the Poles and Hungarians turned back the Mongol horde and saved Europe in 1241. Gun ownership is good for society. These Russian priests explain why. Well, all right, let's move on to another news. Well, I don't see much here. How much longer can lockdown cooperation last? The Bill of Rights is not above any government leader's pay grade. Governor Phil Murphy comments. They're still talking about the Steele dossier. And James Comey, you know what I mean? Yeah, Michael Cohen to be released from prison due to coronavirus and due to the fact that he lied, but he's not a liar. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Mind control via cultural coverage at the New York Times. Mind control. Disinformation and social engineering. Let's just take a look at that real quick. Disinformation and social engineering tell the culture vulture readers what to think. In the Jew York Slimes Style magazine's current layout of six black film actresses lounging in pastel designer outfits against a faux spring backdrop, the image looked suspiciously like an old-fashioned plantation cotillion, or like the pages of Vanity Fair by celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz at her maddest. The image is so far away from reality of the film industry's new race and gender inclusion programs that it must be a prank. Although the article accompanying the photo is headlined, "The Esteemed Black Actresses Who Finally Have the Spotlight," you would be forgiven if you couldn't recognize Taraji P. Henson, Mary J. Blige, Angela Bassett, Lynn Whitfield, Halle Berry, or Kimberly Elise, or are articulate the basis of their esteem. None are stars who have the clout or name or recognition to open a film with weekend box office glory. Their Times masquerade is simply meant to disguise film industry reality with political fantasy. Yes, they love to try to contrive realities. You know what I mean? They try to bring these things in. They show things and they keep saying these things over and over. And with the tattoo thing, it worked, right? There's a whole culture of tattooed people that are tattooed all over their face and bodies, right? The coronavirus will be Leviathan's enabler. Let's see what that has to say. The fiscal history of the U.S. government is the history of the ratchet effect described by Robert Higgs in Crisis and Leviathan. The federal fiscal footprint grows dramatically during the periods of national emergency, and then it never declines in its pre-emergency levels, if it declines at all. What was extraordinary last year becomes ordinary next year, and closer to ordinary. That is why before the coronavirus epidemic struck, and the economy was by most measures doing pretty well, the U.S. government already was planning to spend more money in 2020 than it was spending in, say, 2007, with the Iraq War surge, or in 1968, in the height of the Vietnam War, or in 69, when Americans landed on the moon. Yeah, sure. But you know what's funny about it is that this, again, is just another war. The COVID-19 thing is another Jewish revolution, and it's a war against the peoples of the world, just as any war is a war against the peoples of the world. Only this time they get to go into every country and be at war with every single country, you see? In 1930, federal spending amounted to 3.4% of the GDP, while taxes came in at 4.1% of GDP, producing a small budget surplus. This was not to last. The Great Depression sent GDP crashing from $98.4 billion in 1930 to $58.3 billion in 1933. Spending had ramped up to 10.6% of the GDP by 1934. Yes, you had a Jew in the office then. And yes, this always happens. I don't know who they're saying Leviathan is, but it's a very, very, very long article. Remembering New York City's shuttered restaurants. They'll all open back up, most of them, I'm sure. 9 U.S. states to slowly reopen economy. 9 U.S. states. Not 10. Not 12. Not 14. 9. What else can we see here? What else? I haven't seen this site in a while. China's Wuhan death toll spikes by 50% as authorities report 1,290 delayed and omitted fatalities. Omitted. Now they're being remitted. Yes. Listen to this. Israeli TV says U.S. intel warned IDF and NATO of coronavirus threat in November of 2019, doubling down on claims dismissed by U.S. intel. Watch plane pull off crazy emergency landing on busy highway in Canada. Imagine that. Flawless work. Italian doctors thank Russian colleagues for helping in tackling COVID-19 epidemic. China denies covering up COVID-19 severity, says revision increasing deaths by 50% as a common practice. Well, I'm sure it is in China. There's a lot of real common practices in China that are very not common sense, let's put it that way. It would be like martial law. You choose. Philippines leader Duterte, that's a hard name, threatens to deploy troops to enforce COVID-19 quarantine. Anything else here now? Cuomo extends New York lockdown in coordination with other states to mid-May, despite claim that the worst is over. That's because he's a double-minded man. He's using double speak like most politicians, especially Jews, use. As COVID-19 relief program runs out of money, Democrats blame killing of small businesses on Munchin and fill up on ice cream. Let's see. Obama endorses fellow corporate Democrat Joe Biden. You know, I don't really want to see Obama anymore. I never wanted to see him in the first place. And really, I don't want to hear him anymore. I don't want to see him anymore. I want him to go away. Lock your doors. Manhunt underway in Wisconsin for two violent escaped inmates who fled max security prison. California governor announces $125 million relief for illegal immigrants over COVID-19. What about relief for the Californian people? No. Should Biden create his own shadow government, shadow cabinet, shadow SWAT team to counter Trump, asks MSNBC host? Yeah, sure you should. Richard Wolf on the new coronavirus economy. The preeminent Marxist economist professor Richard Wolf, he wouldn't be a Jew, would he? No. He spoke with Lee about what warning signs there were for this crisis, the U.S.'s insufficient response, how the bailout was just a giveaway for the mega wealthy, and how the reduced economic activity, blah, 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 blah. You know, he's a Marxist economist and he's a Jew. Jeez, do those two go together? Right? Well, there's a little cartoon here. Let's see if I can get it to come up. It says, ha, ha, ha. And the fellow says, oh, what's so funny? Ha. That millionaire gamer bro douchebag totally got robbed. Hey, How'd you like it if you were robbed? The fellow says to her. Oh, wow, I can tell we're going to be the kind of co-workers who become good friends. She's being sarcastic, of course. Wow, really? The guy says he falls for it right away. Hell no, she says. Well, I'd say that the world is over. But it was over before the COVID-19 thing. It's not the COVID-19 thing that ends it. It's just, it's been over for a long time. And may the Father come soon, and may he renew the earth and the heavens and destroy the Jews and all those hybrids that don't belong. And may he put everything back into the correct order that he wishes it to be in, that he knows how it should be. Of course, he would know how it should be, right? May this happen soon. This has been a News Bites headline news scan report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.